Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, depending upon where you are in the world. This is Walter Davis with Progress in the World Radio Show, coming to you from beautiful Canyon Lake, California, where we are finally experiencing weather that's sort of like fall right now. We've been in the 100-degree temperature range for up until November. It's simply amazing. Today, we have a very important topic to discuss, and that is bullying, and also an upcoming special event that we're going to have with a very special young man by the name of Rashid Latif. He's a media mogul, and this gentleman has put together a super program for veterans and for educating the public about bullying, which is a very important topic. I know that some of you are listening in just to get some details, and so what I'd like to do is just sort of start out talking about this upcoming program that we have, and then we'll delve into the background of Rashid and talk about how his passion turned into this particular project. Welcome to the show, Rashid.
Well, thank you, Walter. It's a pleasure being on your show.
Outstanding. Now, I'd like to, if we can, just kind of get into the meat and just talk about some of the details and nuts and bolts of this upcoming event on the 30th of November for the benefit of those people that are just tuning in to get those details. We'll be having an archived version of this show. So tell us about what's happening on the 30th of November at Staples Center.
Well, Walter, we have a great event set for on that day. We'll be doing a gospel concert and honoring our veterans, and bringing up the topic of bullying and suicide in our world today. And just giving the kids the opportunity to express themselves and let us know a little bit about what they're going through. We don't want to get too political. We just want them to, you know, express what they're feeling, and kind of give them the tools that they need to deal with bullies, because that's what's missing today. Instead of us broadcasting how to prevent this illness and disease that's out here, because it is. It starts from when you first get born in the home, and then it's carried outside, and then that is brought back to the home again. So it could be the wife, the husband, the kids. Everybody's bullying each other and don't even know they're bullying each other. So we need to just bring that awareness to everyone, and make it into an educational but have a good time feel. So we plan on using that opportunity, two and a half hours, bringing in some of the top acts in California and over in other countries, because some people are flying in just to do this event. So we have a lot of opportunities here to make a difference. We even have the mayor coming. You know, it's really a great experience to get the mayor out of his seat to come and represent the city of Los Angeles and give him opportunity to speak on suicide and speak on bullying and actually honor these vets that have served our country. And I think it's time for us to step up and give it back to them. So we plan on, we've got 1,300 tickets. We're going to go on KJLH and give away tickets all the way up until the 30th. So if you are on KJLH, you need to call in and try to get those tickets. We also have the military involved. We also have the police involved, because, you know, the police really want to make a difference here and change the culture that's going on right now, because they don't like being represented as beating up on people and killing people. But they know that that is an issue today. So they're going to come in and let the kids know that they're going to make an attempt to change that culture. So they have a brand new unit that they're building for us. It's called the Crusader. And this particular equipment, I'm going to go around Los Angeles in the inner city and put the unit in every area that needs this type of equipment. And it'll be free to the public, so you won't have to pay to go to the Y or pay to go use the piece. So we're looking for brothers that are like-minded to support this. And we need to start putting back into the communities, especially in the inner cities, which are not being represented correctly by our leaders. So we have an opportunity here with this concert and the platform, which is the Staples Center, and the Clippers, which will be a great game because the Clippers that day play the Utah Jazz. And if anybody is a sports fan, you know that's going to be a good game. So at the same time, we do a concert and a basketball game. So we have a great opportunity to spread some love, some education, and knowledge of how to deal with bullies. Hello? Are we still there?
Okay. So on the 30th of November, there's going to be a concert between 2 p.m. and 4:30 p.m., and then the game
the
is going to start at
7:30.
The game starts at 7:30.
And
we're also going to have
court. Excuse me. Go ahead, sir.
You're also going to have a meal for veterans, right, in the VIP room.
Oh, the VIP room will be set aside just for the veterans, so they won't have to stand in the concession line to get anything. We're going to serve these vets for once. At a basketball game, which is unheard of. They don't do it. So we're doing something different and trying to create a buzz with that, because the more we give back to our veterans, the better we will be as a nation. Because these veterans have given up their lives, their bodies, their time, all of that. So let's all the community come out and support these veterans and let these veterans know that we do care and we do love them.
So this is sort of a three-phase thing. This is going to be a thing to improve relations with the police. This is going
right.
to be a thing to honor veterans. And the major thing, of course, is to make people aware of bullying, raise money for anti-bullying campaigns, let people know about the damaging effects of bullying. And how much would the tickets cost for the general public? Is this open to the general public? Let's say they don't get free tickets. How much would it cost for them?
Well, we have the tickets range from $9 to $59 for that particular game. We have great seats. We've got seats in the center court area right behind the players. We have tickets that are behind the basket. And then we also have the, as we call those, the nosebleed tickets. But every seat in the Staples Center is a great seat, actually. So you need to bring your kids out. We will be definitely honoring any vet that comes to the show. We'll get in for free. So we have 1,300 tickets. You need to hurry up and get your ticket for this exciting event.
Okay. So the veterans, they have to call KJLH, or is there any other way of getting tickets besides doing that?
Well, I have a car lot out in the valley, and that address is, let me give you that address. That address is 15725 Roscoe Boulevard, and the tickets will be there, and plus they'll be at KJLH. We're working with the community, so if you call the station, they will direct you to the other location if it's closer to you. So if you live in the valley, you can go there to get your tickets. So do your best to call early, because these tickets are going really fast, and the tickets on the station will be, you know, they do about 8 hours worth of giving away tickets. So we added it up. It'll be about 168 tickets to the public if they call in. So, and those tickets are pretty nice seats. And we're looking for sponsors now. If you don't want to go to the game, please, by all means, sponsor a child and a parent, because it's definitely, we can't let kids in without a parent. So if you're not able to come to the game, sponsor someone that likes sports or sponsor a vet, because they shouldn't have to pay for this game. We should at least ante up on something and support the vets and spend a little money on the vets for once, because you will waste a few dollars anyway just going to the store or just going out partying. So turn that into a good feel investment. We're helping a vet or a young child that wants to go see the game.
Okay, so you're saying that people can buy, you know, the tickets that are on sale in the event that someone cannot qualify or get one of the free tickets.
Right.
Okay. And thus, they can buy one of these tickets from $9 to $59.
Yes. It depends on where you want to sit. We have a map, actually, at silencebullies.org. That's silencebullies.org. You can go to the site, and there's an area that says Clippers basketball tickets. And you can go there, and you can order your tickets from there. And at the same time, if you buy the tickets from us, you'll be helping us help the veterans and the kids for that event.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. And you've also got larger sponsorship packages, right, whereas corporations or companies can buy these packages. Did you want to talk about that?
Yes. We have four sponsorship packages available. Should we talk about prices on the air like that? Should we just let them come to us to get that?
Well, that's up to you. I mean,
for the average folk, on the streets, that's kind of a big number. But for sponsors, okay, we have packages that are set up for the sponsors to take care of so many students, so many vets, and they range from $20,000 to $2,500. So we left a window open for people that really can't afford a big number. But if you're a big business, $20,000 is a good write-off for you. So, and this is the end of the year, so it's not going to hurt you to invest that back into the community that you do make a living off of. So, like I said, the packages are really reasonable. I have a lot of sponsors that are putting products in. Like one sponsor, the Box Runner. It's a brand new shoe that's coming out, and it's two shoes in one. So you can run in them, and you can practice. You can train in them. If you're a boxer or someone that does a lot of running, it protects your ankles. So this particular sponsor is willing to throw in a big piece of product on every sponsorship package that we offer. We also have the police league that are getting ready to put in on that. They want to do something special for the community as well, because they are actually trying to do something good now. So we need to give them an opportunity to help us. And young people, if you hear this message, don't run from the police. Don't even do anything that causes them to react on you. See, you got to learn how to deal with who you're dealing with. You know that if they are looking for someone that's going to harm somebody and you act like you're getting ready to harm someone, you will suffer the consequences from that. So just use your head and be smart in whatever you do with the police. You don't have to hate the police. The police are not there to hate on you. Yeah, you do have some bad cops, but they're good cops too. And the police that are working with us, these are good policemen. And they actually want to do something good in our communities. So once again, like I said, each sponsor that comes in is actually donating or putting enough in the pot that makes, if you do invest, you're going to get worthy response off of it, because every bit of that money is going to get kids into this game. Okay? During the half, okay, the way it's set up, you will, about 50 or 60 kids will be able to high five the basketball players as they come out of the tunnel. And we will also be giving away T-shirts and whatever the sponsors in the Staples Center want to contribute to that event. They're going to make that possible for us to give to all the kids, even the veterans. And then during the halftime show, the kids will be able to participate in the halftime show. It could be either a wheelchair event, or it could be a photo op with one of the Clippers or one of the Utah Jazz. So come out and support this event if you are a sponsor, and support some kids or vets. We would love to see that happen with this event.
Okay, well, that is really a wonderful event. I want to make sure everyone understands that it's now the 8th of November today, and this is going down on the 30th, so we have a short amount of time to make this happen, to really support Rashid in this noble endeavor. This is a wonderful thing. As soon as I heard about it, I wanted to do a radio show, and we're here at 10 o'clock at night, and we are broadcasting around the world. I've sent out hundreds of invitations for the broadcast. But what's important is that you take this link at the top of your navigation bar and share this radio show with your family, friends, constituents, any veterans that you know, people that have companies that can be involved in terms of sponsors. Please do that. We've got a Facebook event page set up for this, and it's got all the data. It's also posted on my website at walterdavisglobalbroadcasting.com, citizensdemandingjustice.org. You'll find it there. Progressivethinkers.org. So on all of my websites, you're going to find links that are going to give you these details that we're talking about right now, phone numbers and ways to get in touch with Rashid. So to reiterate everything we just said here, on the 30th of November, at Staples Center, there's going to be a concert, and we're going to have some A-listers there, right? We're looking at people like Alicia Keys, Flex, Shanice Wilson. Mm-hmm.
And we've got Michael Speaks. Does anybody know Michael Speaks? Because you're going to have a great time with Michael Speaks. Michael Speaks is an R&B gospel singer, one of the hottest energy-filled singers you ever want to hear and see. We also have blues great Carlos Johnson from Chicago. And we have Ray J. You guys haven't seen her in a while, but she still is just as great as she was back in the day. So she's more mature now, and she's got a really solid voice. And her show is going to be amazing. Plus, you're going to be able to hear our new song that we have set up for bullying. It's called You Don't Have to Bully Me. And it's going to go off in a real nice atmosphere of kids. So we're going to do a We Are the World type show. So you'll get a chance to see some young people with great talent. Like I said, this is L.A. So we got the best of the best. So these kids are going to put up a great show. We're going to support them, and it starts, like I said, it's an early show, so it's going to be a little hard for some people to get there, but the show starts at 2, and we'll probably be finished about 4:30, and then we'll go out and get some refreshments for a minute, and then they'll let us back in for the basketball game. So feel free to contact Global Content Media on Facebook, and you can also go to my Facebook page, Rashid Latif, and get more information. And go to silencebullies.org and We have all of information on the game. Plus, if you want to be involved with our campaign, and by the way, I forgot to tell you, Nike is with us. So we have this. This is going nationwide. This is not just in L.A. So you're going to see us all over the country doing something amazing and raising up our voice and being the voice for the young people, because we're gonna wipe this out, and it's time. Bullying is not, there's no excuse for bullying at all, not at all. Zero tolerance. So we as a nation and as a people, we got to start respecting each other. And definitely, young people, you need to start respecting your peers. We cannot let you just keep bullying people and hurting people. And that's not what we do as adults. Adults do not condone bullying. I'm an adult. I don't condone it. So we're going to do everything we can to make sure that everybody's held accountable for bullying, and we're going to give you the tools to be able to deal with bullies. You will never have to think of taking your life or letting them win. If you get bullied, you go see somebody. You call a teacher. You call a principal. And if you are afraid and you don't want to do it at the school, go to a police station. On your way home, tell them that you got bullied. And they'll deal with that because they have to. It's the law now. Bullies can't just beat on you anymore. They have to deal with it. Okay? So, once again, oh, I forgot almost to tell you. We have a superhero. His name is Danger Man, the urban superhero. You guys will really love that guy. He'll come to your schools. So anybody that's in the educational realm, if you need somebody to come and speak on bullying, just call Danger Man, the urban superhero. You can find him on Facebook, and we will definitely come to your school or your organizations. Wherever you want us to be, we will be there. Okay? And thank you, Walter, for having me on your show, man. This is a great opportunity for people to spread the word and meet new people. And this is a pleasure. This has been a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, certainly it's been an honor for me, you know, to have you on. I'm very excited about the possibilities with all of this and how we can assist our community to be a better place for us all to live, to all pull together and realize that, you know, we're one community. You know, we're all in the same boat. We may not have all come over here in the same boat, but we're in the same boat now. And so all of the details that we've discussed are on all of my websites. They're also contained within hyperlinks within the description of this broadcast. I have it posted all over Facebook. There is a Facebook event page set up for the radio broadcast with the details. We got pictures of Danger Man and his logo and all that stuff within the description of this broadcast and on my website at WalterDavisGlobalBroadcasting.com. And again, you're encouraged to look at the Global Content Media website and silencebullies.org to get your tickets and more details. We even have some video clips of the kids performing and rapping on WalterDavisGlobalBroadcasting.com and CitizensDemandingJustice.org, as well as TheProgressiveThinkers.org. Now, just to let everyone know how important this is, Silence Bullies supports educational programs for low-income, disadvantaged children, and all young people. And in looking at the numbers, over 67% of students believe schools respond poorly to bullying. That means that they don't have confidence in their school staff to support them in terms of dealing with bullying. 71% of students report incidents of bullying as a problem at their school. 90% of fourth through eighth graders report being victims. 1 in 10 students drop out of school because of repeated bullying, and that's terrible. Can you imagine a kid dropping out of school because they're being bullied? 168,000 school children miss school yearly due to bullying. For health and safety professionals, bullying prevention and intervention is very important. Volunteers are disturbed about the physical and psychosocial harm experienced by many youth as a result of bullying by their peers. Bullying among children is aggressive behavior that is persistent, intentional, and involves an imbalance of power or strength. Bullying can take many forms, such as hitting or punching, physical bullying, teasing or name-calling, verbal bullying, intimidation through gestures or social exclusion, nonverbal bullying or emotional bullying, and sending insulting messages by email, which is cyberbullying. There is no one single cause of bullying. What was that, sir?
No, I was going to, I didn't want to interrupt you. No, I was going to tell you, cyberbullying is really a quiet thing that people are just, because they don't see you. So their confidence levels is much higher, so they attack a lot harder. So, and it's really killing a lot of kids today because it goes viral. You know, it starts small, then it's viral. The whole school knows about it. So now the kid has to go to school, and everybody knows about that insult or whatever the bully is trying to heighten in that conversation with the victim. So yes, bullying through cyberbullying is an issue we must deal with. So parents, please kind of watch your kids and how they use the internet. You should be monitoring the time that a kid is spent on the internet. That shouldn't be all day gig. It should be, you should do like you do with anything, television. You monetize so many hours on that, the computer the same way. And parents, you can actually put it's a filter on the kid's computer so they can't go to bad sites. So if you need help and to find out about that, contact, you can go to Google the police have it, and there's other agencies that have how to put a filter on. I think Google does it. You just contact Google, and they'll put a filter on your computer for your kid, and that'll help prevent a lot of that nonsense. So once again, I didn't mean to cut you off, Walter. I know you were trying to give them some knowledge, but go over to our site, and you can get a follow-up on that, what Walter was talking about. We have plenty of information and links, hyperlinks, over there that will help you deal with all kind of situations that have to do with bullying. Thank you, Walter.
Okay, and we'll be posting that information about the sites in which you can filter. I'll be getting that information and putting it up within the description of this broadcast, as well as WalterDavisGlobalBroadcasting.com. Now, what is the name of your car lot that you mentioned in the Valley?
Beth L.A. Cars. Okay, that's near that's Roscoe and the 405. Gallup and Ford is over there, near there. So you'll see the car lot. It's across the street from Budweiser in that area.
And what city? City is that?
It's in Granada Hills. Or North Hills. They call it that, but it's near Granada Hills. So easy address. And I can repeat the address again for you. The address is 15725 Roscoe Boulevard, North Hills, California, 91343.
Okay. This is all wonderful information. Now, Do you have time to tell us a little bit about yourself and your background? How did you get involved in this, and why is this your passion?
Well, I'm going to give you my testimony. I wasn't even looking at helping kids until one day it happened to a young man, and he approached me. He said, "This guy is beating up on me." And I was like, "No, you can't do that." So I went in and told the kid, but I didn't go at him hard. I went at him. I was trying to teach him, would you want to be bullied if I bullied you? And the kid says, no. And I said, well, what do you think what you're doing to this young man right here? And he sat back and thought about it. And he said, he felt sad. The guy hugged the young man. They were hugging. They started out fighting, and then they started hugging. He says, I didn't realize that I was hurting him. I just wanted to pick on him. I said, but you're hurting him. So it takes someone to, like, you know, instead of shooting it, like most of these kids, they pull their video cameras out and they start shooting instead of stopping the fight. So this young man realized that he was hurting another individual. He didn't realize it at first. He was like, oh, I'm just picking on him. And when we got finished, this young man became that boy's friend. They friends now. Because I thought I was going to get them to just stop and then break up. They became friends. Now, that's not normal, but if everybody did that, it would be a great world. But that's how I got involved. And then once I saw that, this could work if we get out here and start really stepping it up a little bit. And I didn't really see too many people involved in it. That's what it was. It was more so you have a little conscious awareness about it, but it wasn't really like what we're doing here. So I made a commitment that I was not going to stop until I went across the country and did the same thing to the next child. And maybe that fire would start something. So the people that are in on the team are like-minded people. They believe that we can save a child from suicide or bullying by speaking up, stepping up, and saying something. So if everyone did that, the world would change, definitely on the street. Now, the home is another issue. Everybody in the home would have to change their mentality of, okay, I'm not going to bully my wife, or my wife is not going to bully me, or the kid, because everyone has a voice. Now, yes, as the parent, we got to lead and teach. But we also got to let them speak and be themselves, because that's when you will get the best out of the child. So my goal in this whole endeavor was to wake up everybody. Believe me, it was hard. It wasn't one of the easiest jobs that I had to do or things that I made a commitment to myself to accomplish. Because waking people up with all that's going on today is rough. But you know what helped me? Our president, the biggest bully on the block. Okay, so that made my job a little easier. So when I talk about bullying now, people kind of, they get it. So I believe that with enough of us out here, and it takes everybody now, don't think that I'm the only one that can do this. So I encourage you. Actually, I want to challenge you. If everyone would just step up a little bit more, really speak out. Because when I was a child, and I'm not speaking just for me, when I was a child, we didn't do that. When you were with people that lived around you, they wouldn't let you bully on nobody. We wasn't into that. So we have, like, been conditioned not to address that side of it. Yeah, there were fights when I was growing up, but it wasn't like this. We didn't have high rate of suicide. Not from bullying. It was from something else. But bullying has become an epidemic right now because of our elders who are our leaders are condoning it. No one has ever stepped up to Donald Trump and said, look, you can't do that. So, you know, and I can't look myself in the mirror as an adult knowing that some of the things that he has done is okay. So parents, I challenge you. People, grown up, I challenge you. Start stepping up when you see something. I know it's kind of dangerous out here, but you know when it's a safe move to step up and say something. So we need to step up as people and adults and make this change. And it can happen like this. It doesn't take that long if everybody just did a little bit. Because we're a village. We are a community and we're a village. So we can only fix our own village. We can't expect nobody to come in and do it for us. We have to take that challenge up, be responsible, and support our kids. Now, bullying is just not an epidemic just for kids, but our kids, we need to give them the tools so that they don't grow up to be messed up in their head about being bullied as a child. So that's all I can say. My life has been focused on this campaign ever since I took this torch and I stepped up.
So it's been like 2-3 years now. Finally got enough attention going on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And I got Nike's attention because Nike knew it was an issue too. So I'm going to actually be, you're going to see a lot of us, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to see us on television. You're going to see us on all of the networks that deal with children, because I think that the more we talk about it, the more we address it, we'll be bringing this to the light, and it will go back into the dark again, because we want this to go away. If I can save one child, I've done good work. So, and I believe if we all save one child, we've done good work. So with this radio station here, this podcast, look, if you're hearing our voice today, step up, okay? Because basically, we can change it, and it won't take long.
And so one of the things that we're doing out here in the Inland Empire is we are running nonviolent communication workshops and also having discussions about critical thinking. And so these things are integral, and they're not being put out in our school systems as well as they should be, or at all, for that matter. One thing you didn't bring up, Rashid, is that you are the nephew of Yusuf Lateef, correct? A musician.
Yes, sir. Well, my uncle was the pioneer of world jazz music. He invented 7 woodwind instruments that they still sample and use today. He was the first person to blow a Coca-Cola bottle on an album and made a hit out of it. So Yusuf's music starts all the way from elementary all the way up to professional. So he has a big catalog. You can Google him. He's no longer with us, but his music lives on forever. I know that... these young people don't know who Yusuf Lateef is, so but do your research, and you might want to sample one of his songs, because he's definitely unique. His music was different, it was progressive, and people of our age, we loved it. You know, that's what we need to go back to. I love old music. I love that, because we were telling the story, you know. And I know you young people are trying to tell a story with your music. I don't hate it. I just think that you guys need to get back to the fundamentals and learn words. Go and use your dictionary a little bit more, because you don't have to use the same words all the time. Switch up. Learn some new words and put that in your music. And then tell a story that makes sense, you know, because we older people, we're looking at this music and listening to it, and I'm like, what did he just say? So if Yusuf was around today, he would shake his head and say, that's not music. That's one thing I learned from him. He was serious about his music. So, my uncle was a pioneer of jazz, and I miss him, and I miss the jazz influences that he brought in when he was creating. Yes. So that's all I have to say about Yusuf. Google him, and you'll learn a lot. Trust me.
So, like I said, you are a media mogul. You're involved in filming. You're involved in recording. You have a recording studio. You are very accomplished. You have a car lot, which somebody just learned about you as well. Would you care to delve more into some of your film? I don't want to diverge away from this topic, but I do want people to know that you are a powerful young man, and that you have diversified talents.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I do a lot. I am in production. I create films. I content. I also we have a production studio out in Castaic. It's big as Paramount Studios. So if you're looking for a home, you need a place to do production, web shows, full feature films. Come check us out in Castaic. We also have, it's called Fantastic Lane Studios, by the way. It's out in Castaic. It's the only studio out there. You know, that little spot is only as big as it's not that long of a community, but they have pretty nice views, and the scenery is great. We got like 80 acres of land out there, so if you need to make a real movie, we will be able to handle that. We're also getting ready to open up a school out there where I'm going to be able to teach kids how to do production and fly drones and, you know, the stuff that the kids like to do. But we are a real studio, folks. So don't think you have to go to Paramount Studios to get it done. We have the best studios just like anyone else. We got fiber optics. So we actually can stream content from there. We also have another 15 acres of land that we have sets already built outside. So if you want a music video and you want to do something really cool, it's a great location out in La Tuna Canyon. For more information, go to my Facebook page, contact me from there, and I'll send you the link for everything. I don't have the link in front of me right now, I'm sorry, but contact me on my Facebook page, and I'll be glad to help you. That's Rashid Latif on Facebook, on Instagram, Twitter, and all the other social media outlets. We do cartoons. So if you need to do some animation, we have a group of people that will be able to work your cartoon and bring it to life. So feel free to contact us. We'll be glad to help you. What else can I say? Basically, we do anything on production. If you need our services, we'll be more than happy to come out and help you do something creative. Been doing this for about 40 years now, so we're pretty well adapted to making movies and doing production. I started from television. I built a television network, and not doing television as much per se, because TV is basically changed since I started television. Now we stream. So if you need to stream, I do have a streaming service. It's called Big Head Television Network, okay? And I'm not trying to be a television network. I want to be a streaming service. So you can come and check me out over there. And if you need a home and it's transparent and we do monetize your content for you, we will help you.
Okay, and I have people within the chat room that are commenting, and I appreciate you. If you have any questions, you can also call in at 310-861-2349. Now, for the benefit of our public that are looking for you, your name is spelled RASHEEDLATEEF. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. And put in the difference between any other Rashid Latif. Just put in music and film, and they'll come directly to me. There's nobody else doing it. So, you know, how everybody has like names. There's a couple, but no one is doing film and music. And no one is doing this campaign like this. So you can't miss me on Facebook at all. So we're pretty much out there branding very, very consistently, and you guys can definitely join the campaign. If you see us, if you see my post, hit the post, comment, and follow us. Okay, that's about it, my brother.
Okay, well, this has been an excellent interview. I really enjoyed hearing your story and you know, learning how you arrived where you have is very exciting for me to be a part of this project. I'm looking forward to helping you with kids and doing some of that streaming. I'm one of the pioneers of streaming, and I look forward to training kids. I've trained over 400 children and other people in television production myself. So it looks like we can have a lot of synergy. So
we would love you. We would love you to be a part of what we're doing. Because you have a connection to the world, and we can bring them to a better understanding on how to do what we do, you and I. So I'm 100% with you, you know, and you have a very great show, very informative.
So once again, to reiterate, we're looking at Thursday, the 30th of November, concert starting at 2 p.m. until 4:30 p.m. with the Los Angeles Clippers versus the Utah Jazz, beginning their game at 7:30 p.m. You can acquire your tickets by going to calling KJLH radio station. And you can also go to
silencebullies.org
to get your tickets. You can stop by the car lot, Best LA Cars, at 15725 Roscoe Boulevard, Rolla Hills. So there's and you can also call me and get in touch with me if you missed that information.
I was going to say, I was going to say, I'll even have tickets. Walter will be able to help you if you need a ticket or a ticket, and we'll make sure that you get your ticket.
Outstanding. And that means you can go to WalterDavisGlobalBroadcasting.com, CitizensDemandingJustice.org, and TheProgressiveThinkers.org. So there's a number of ways that you can get the tickets. Let's go ahead and push this, people. Let's get it done, because some of these little kids go on.
If you call in right now, we will give you two free tickets right now. Call in, mention Walters, or mention me, Rashid, and you got two free tickets. So hurry up and call.
Are you saying call
this
my...
Call your station. Call your show, because I want them to call your show. So if
310.
I'll even do better. I'll give them two sets of tickets. And if it becomes a hot situation, I'll put two more in. So we'll
310-861.
Yes, sir.
2349. 310-861-2349. Call in. Get those free tickets. Help us push this, and be sure to repost this on Facebook and Twitter, Pinterest, and Reddit. Get the information out. We've got this wonderful broadcast here that we're giving a description of this wonderful program, and we're adding new people to the list daily, right? I mean, you're still having meetings, and you're still adding. It's getting greater and greater. We're getting more and more A-listers added into the show, as well as prominent people. It's going to be a wonderful concert. It's going to be some local people even involved that are very talented that we hope you'll become exposed to. 310-861-2349. I see some of you guys over there in the chat room. Don't be shy. All right. I have someone here saying that they cannot call in, unable to call. So what I will do for you, if this person in the chat room, I'll give you my email. How about that? Walter@WalterDavisGlobalBroadcasting.com. And then you get back to me. 310-861-2349. Okay, I've put that information in for Lion. You're in my chat room. You've now got my email. Just send me your information. Hopefully you're in the Southern California area, or some of you might be visiting Southern California. Be sure to look out for the major networks as well to, see these kids that we're involved in. And some of these children, I saw them singing in some of these videos. I am telling you, they are talented young people. And it's going to be I can't wait. Can't wait to work with them and just help them bring out their brilliance. 310-861-2349. This is Walter Davis on Progress in the World Radio Show with a very talented Rashid Latif. And we have a wonderful project here in which we're trying to assuage the damage of bullying that is taking place on children in our communities. We're also attempting to uplift many of the veterans. I'm a veteran myself after spending 25 years in the U.S. Navy, beginning with the Vietnam War and ending with the Persian Gulf War in the early 2000s. So I made 11 combat deployments and 6 warships. So I'm one of those veterans that was out there risking my life, and I look back at that now and I'm like, wow, I can't believe I did that. I've been retired now for 16 years, and it's simply amazing to
yes, it is.
Believe that I've been retired 16 years. And the wonderful
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but we honor and thank you, brother, for your service. You know, without you, we wouldn't even have America right now. So you brothers that have joined the service and given your time and your blood and sweat, you know, please call the radio station. I'm going to make another move on this. I'm going to leave Walter 100 tickets. So, Walter, can we get rid of 100 tickets on the show?
I am very sure that we can get rid of 100 tickets on the show. We've got some very exciting shows coming up, by the way, in the near term. This Sunday, we're going to be having in the author of the book, No New Trimming, on. We're going to be on with him at 1 p.m. And this is about a gentleman that climbed the ladder of success in the legal profession and found out that he climbed the wrong ladder. So it's a comedy. We've got a whole series of financial education shows coming up with Brandy Spear. And you can find her website at Your Money Wisdom Now. So some wonderful shows are coming up in the very near term. And look up the website, No New Swimming, for this wonderful comedy series on picking the right path when you're trying to ascend that ladder of success. Many wonderful shows coming up dealing with justice and dealing with the family court system, as well as many different business interviews. And we'll be following up with Rashid as well on keeping track of him and his many projects. We're talking about some major things, making some ancient African movies. I'm coming out with my second and third book about my life in terms of my work with Dr. King as one of the children that marched with Dr. King in Birmingham, Alabama, and how we can continue to evolve our community into a much more loving community, and how we need to start caring for each other and demanding that our politicians and our leaders take loving action, not just talk, but loving action. Get involved in harm reduction in terms of punishing people, not allowing them to get jobs. There's so many things that are happening in our community that could be assuaged, and that would reduce the problems that we have and turning out people that are bullies and that don't have hope. We want to give each other hope. We want to give each other support. And this is why we are focusing so much on these children. What they are our future. It's not just a cliche. And think about it. You're going to be elderly, and some of these kids that are bullies are going to be out there, and you're going to be elderly. You're not always going to be the young person that you are right now necessarily. So think about that. There is a self-interest thing involved here for us to turn some of these kids around before they become adult bullies and you come in contact with them. That's one of the self-interest things. But even if you don't, the ethical thing for us all to do is to support a much more loving community, and for us to embrace the reality. All righty, we have someone calling in from area code 213545. You do not have to identify yourself if you don't wish to do so, but that would be helpful. You can tell us what city you're calling from and your name. I'm about to bring you live right now. Caller from area code 213545. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, just tired.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you called in. Is that Tom?
Yes.
All right. Mr. Tom Grant, I recognize your voice.
Hey, Tom.
Right on.
Right on.
Yeah, I just got your text, and I said, well, let me calling before I go to sleep. I said, man, you know. So I'm just honored to be able to be in the midst of two great people.
Thank you, brother. And you must be a great person, too. Because great minds think alike.
Amen. I try. I try, brother.
Well, yeah. Mr. Tom Grant is one of the most talented musicians I've ever come across. This gentleman can do things with a keyboard and drum and guitar that I just haven't seen other people do. I mean, he's simply amazing. I just look at him play in awe.
Hold up,
every
wait
time
a minute.
I see
who, did you say? Is this Tom Grant?
Tom Grant.
Yeah, this is
he. Oh, well, Tom. Hey, Tom. Man, Tom Grant is in the show, ladies and gentlemen, whether you know this or not. Tom is one of the talented artists that is going to help us entertain the crowd, okay? And he's an amazing person, actually. Go ahead and tell them who you are, Tom, if they don't know.
Well, I appreciate all the love. I'm a student of the New England Conservatory of Music in Massachusetts. And I've toured with quite a few people, New Edition, Tom Brown, Barry White, to name a few, and working on several projects now. And it's been a blessing with my brother, Walter, who's always been there for me. And now connecting with Rashid, I'm looking forward to even greater things. So I'm excited and can't wait because I have more information and just trying to get the dates and all that stuff together so I can be prepared and do the best that I can do to help and be a contributor to the cause, because there's so many kids out there that are being bullied and suicide, and I think this is a great opportunity to give something back to the community and to humanity. And so I feel very honored to want to help a person or save a life and to give something back. And I think that's what it's all about, you know, connecting with good people like yourself and Walter and Rashid. And so I just thank God to be in the midst. And I'm looking forward to this. I got a couple of girls. I'm just trying to get the okay for them, dancers, and got a horn player and, you know, so I'm trying to pull it all together and looking forward for this event. I'm really excited. And like I said, if I can help somebody and encourage a kid and give something back, that's what it's about, because there's so much mess going on out here, man, between the shootings and people committing suicide. And, you know, it's like if we don't take a stand to help, things can only get worse. So I try to stay positive and help this next generation, because they need some mentors. They need somebody to look up to and to help and guide them. And I feel that's what it's about. There's a old quote that I was taught. It goes, each one, teach one. And if I can do that in my lifetime, I feel that I've accomplished, done something. And especially our youth, because we have so much talent in our young people. But it's just giving them the opportunity, besides joining gangs and drugs and getting themselves in trouble. They had a police pursuit just the other night, something like we have one every other day. And some guy just want to stop for the police. And so now he's in moral problems. And all he was going to do was just tell him to slow down, give him a citation. But because he ran, now he's in moral problems. So, like I said, it's about helping one another. And if I can make a difference, like my mentor, Martin Luther King, I feel that my work will not be in vain, that I try to help somebody along the way to make them a better person and for humanity.
Okay. Well, Tom, you know, you're an outstanding man, just like Rashid. I just feel so fortunate to have a platform to have such great people come aboard. And so, again, for those of you that are in the chat room, I see you're chatting. If you can call in, 310-861-2349. And, Tom, perhaps I can give you some of my 100 tickets and help you, you know, distribute and help people in your area. You're in the L.A. area as well. And we certainly want to support you.
And also, I want to let the world know, if not too many people know, Walter makes some of the great potatoes.
All right.
I was over there, and he offered me some potatoes. And, man, I'm telling you, they was good. He put some butter on them. And
right, that's old school, baby. There,
man, that stuff was good.
That's old school, baby.
So I want the world to know that.
So he's a good
cook, don't tell them about my barbecue that comes off the bone. You just look at it. You know, it's just
It's not
even getting to that. We won't tell them about the mustard greens and the collard greens and the cornbread and real corn. We won't get into that. You know, we won't.
Yeah. That's a whole nother show.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for that shout out. I appreciate that. I've had some people at my house for barbecues, so they shoot the fireworks right in front of my house here at Canyon Lake, and Tom has had a quartet playing at my house. Can you imagine that? I mean, people are like blown away. Wow. Thomas toured with Barry White, Funkadelic. He's been all over Europe, traveling, playing his music. This man can put down anything. I've seen him go from gospel to jazz to funk to rock to country. He can play it all. He does it all. So this is a very talented musician and a wonderful addition to the lineup that I just want to reiterate to you once again. It's going to be November rather the 30th concert, 2 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. with the game time with the Utah Jazz and the L.A. Clippers beginning at 7:30 p.m. A simply outstanding lineup that we have here that is just so impressive, whereas we're going to have Mayor Garcetti coming there. We're going to be honoring veterans. We're going to be having people like Alicia Keys show up there, Tom Grant playing national attention. We're going to be honoring our police officers and attempting to repair a lot of the relationships that we have in our community with our noble police officers. As was said, a lot of them are very good, and of course there are people that make mistakes. We have people that are human, so we're going to do our best to put forth an effort to repair relationships in our community. We're putting our money where our mouth is. We're wondering if you will be willing to do so as well, those of you that are out there listening. We didn't mention the honored recipients, Randy Morgan, Shane Coleman, Dr. Joycelyn Elder, Michael Reddick, Cornell Gillenwater, Dr. T. The Dr. T with the Mohawk, is that what we're talking about? You still there?
No. Dr. T is our boy Tom Grant.
That's
his AKA.
That's okay,
yeah, that's our boy.
Okay. Senator Isidore Hall, Carvin Hardway, Mayor Eric Garcetti. I mean, this is an outstanding lineup here. We're looking at, I hope I don't mispronounce this, but Roger Ney, Carlos Johnson, Kaylin Jackman, Papa Rox C, the O'Neill Twins, Danger Man, Michael Speaks, Nene Kirby, Malachi, The Positive Source Band, Tom Grant, of course, Dominique Columbus, Tony Wilkins and L.A. Mass Choir, H.B. Barnum. So, I mean, can't get better than this, right? I mean,
Dominique Columbus is on the Ray Donovan Show. That's on HBO.
Oh. Okay. I watched that series. So, which one is that?
Okay, so he plays the boxer. He plays the boxer, the young kid. And the boy is a phenomenal actor. Actually, he's getting ready to come out with another movie in January with Johnny Depp and Oba Bubba Tunde. Okay, so look out for that young man, and look out for all his projects, because he's becoming a force in the entertainment business. The boy he's gifted. So yes, when you see if you see any of these artists, come and support them. I mean, if it's H.B. Barnum, you know who that boy is? He produced all the hits for Aretha Franklin and a bunch of other people. So everybody on this roster is great at what they do. That's why Father put them all together, put us all together to do something phenomenal for the kids and for the veterans. You know, I actually prayed that he would send the right artist that really had the heart and the want to do for the kids. Because this is not about money, folks. This is about saving somebody's lives, okay, from something that's really a big problem. Until it comes to your home, you don't know what it's about. But it's really a problem, you know. So all I can say to anyone out there is just support. Let's start supporting us some more, you know, each other a little bit better. That's where
right.
It starts.
Yeah.
You know, we will raise the community up if we did that. You know, L.A. is a great place. Okay, it can be a greater place if we do start supporting each other. Support black businesses. Support your community. Don't go out of the community and support it. That's not how you support your community. You got to spend money where you live. Okay, and you got to take care of your community. Don't just expect somebody else to come in there and do it, because it's not going to happen, you know? So I commend you, Tom, for coming on and spreading the love that you did, man.
Thank you, brother. Also, I wanted to mention H.B. Barnum also directed for Barry White, for a lot of people didn't know. He's an excellent director.
The guy that
I was with was John Roberts, was the director when I was aboard with him. But H.B. Barnum was also one of the conductors, too. And he's been around many years. Yeah.
And I've got people listening to us as far away as Oregon right now, and I'm doing a lot of stuff in the background here, so I'm not just being quiet. I'm interacting and answering questions with people in our chat room. Really appreciate you. Please call in if you can. 310-861-2349. You get some free tickets. And those of you that are listening to the archive version, please share the link at the top of your navigation bar with your constituents on Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, your other social media networks. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate those of you that have shared this on Facebook. So late at night, and you're up and you're sharing my postings, and I really appreciate you guys doing this. This is an extremely noble cause. We need to really support Rashid. Get out there in big numbers, and let's take this thing to the next level. Let's really show him what the Southern California community is all about and how we help each other. Let's reach out. Let's reach out to each other. Let's do some loving actions. People talk and complain all the time. This is a chance now to take some action and to do something and be directly involved with children. And guess what? You get a chance to meet some phenomenal celebrities in the process, and that can't be all bad, can it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
No. Yes, sir.
So I'm really appreciating those of you that are out there, those of you that are in that chat room and chatting in with me. I can't keep up with all of you right now, but call in 310-861-2349. Get in touch with me, even if you listen to the archive broadcast, to get these tickets. We're going to reiterate that location that you can get it, of course, is KJLH. And you can also visit the car lot, the best LA cars at 15725 Roscoe Boulevard in Granada Hills. You can also visit our website at WalterDavisGlobalBroadcasting.com. CitizensDemandingJustice.org and TheProgressiveThinkers.org as well. Many different ways in which you can get in touch with us. obtain these tickets, get more information, look at some of the video clips, which I have already published on those websites for your perusal, to look at the talented young people that we have involved in this whole process, which I find totally amazing. The level of maturity of some of these young kids that I saw singing and rapping, and you can even understand what they're saying, so this is a really good thing. It's a wonderful experience, and I am just so honored to be a part of this whole process of promoting and helping out and in the best of my ability to improve the situation with bullying in our community, which is a horrible problem. I had no idea that 90% of 4th through 8th graders were reporting being victims of bullying. Just had no idea that this was going on. There are damaging effects of bullying. You know, kids would be getting into frequent fights. They can be injured. They tend to vandalize property, steal property, smoke, use illicit substances, be truant from school, drop out of school, carry a weapon, lower self-esteem, feelings of fear, school phobia and absenteeism, nightmares and sleeplessness, depression and anxiety, which could lead to them getting medication in certain situations, and those medications aren't good for people either. So this can have a long-lasting effect. If we get out here and assuage some of these symptoms and terrible things that are happening to these children, I mean, I haven't been in school in a long time. I didn't know that it was an epidemic thing, as been pointed out here. So were you guys aware of it? Those of you that are listening, were you aware that, you know, bullying is at an epidemic level? We have a whole different culture and different structure going on in the school systems now. And it's going to take all of us to do something to assuage this terrible situation. Right, gentlemen?
Right.
Yes, sir. That's what I've been trying to say. And please, by all means, look, talk to your child. Talk to your kid. Because that's missing in the home, too. I know everybody has to work and take care of the family, but you need to spend a little quality time and find out what your kids are thinking about. You know, they actually want to tell you. They do. So don't think that they don't want to say, Mom, Dad, look, I'm having this problem. You know, and they need somebody to listen to them and then take action. Don't wait. Don't hesitate, because that could be the difference between you losing your child, okay? And I know no one out here wants to lose their child. That's not what we're here for. So when you get an opportunity to sit down with your child, talk to them. And then listen. Listen. Because that's the problem. We're not listening loud enough. I mean, we're not listening and taking that into consideration that the kid is really having a problem. So don't dismiss it. Deal with it. Because they want us to help them. Sometimes they don't even know how to ask for the help. They just, you know, they just look sad and not doing their best in school or don't want to go to school. You know?
Yeah.
And I know, you know, that you actually love your child, but you got to love them a little bit more, you know, and find out what's wrong with them. So I commend you for this outstanding show, man. They're giving us this platform so that we can let the people know that there's an issue out here. And we must fix it. We must give these students and these kids an opportunity to have a healthy education and just go to school to learn, not go to school to be worrying about somebody taking your money or beating you up because you look different or talk different. Okay? So we must be responsible for this. This is our problem, not nobody else. So that's all I can say, gentlemen. This has been a great show.
Yeah, so I know you probably have to leave. You were talking to me about a meeting that you had after the show is over. We do still have another 45 minutes of airtime, but we don't have to utilize that, of course, and beat the horse to death. We'll make arrangements for those of you that are listening. Just mention, you know, the tickets and mention that you were listening to the show. And I know some of you can't call in right now because you're in noisy situations, so I appreciate you not calling in. and being considerate in terms of not calling with a bunch of background noise. So that's very, 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 very much appreciated. This has been a wonderful experience and something that's very new for me. You know that I've always stood up for justice issues in terms of helping parents and helping others assuage, you know, their legal issues and deal with the justice system. We've had the Drug Policy Alliance on, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. So this is another cog in the wheel, and we're very, very fortunate to have wonderful people like Tom and Rashid come aboard, as well as others like Dr. Sodoman and so many others that have been so wonderful. We got a wonderful country, you know, when you think about it. We really take an opportunity to be grateful for many of the things that we have. And so that's what I have. I have a aura and a feeling of gratitude for the power of having this type of media at my fingertips to reach around the world. People listening to me now from Los Angeles and Oregon and other parts of the world, wow, you know, this is really a fantastic opportunity for an old guy like me to be able to facilitate. Thank you very much, Rashid, for putting this all together and being so dedicated and reaching out to me.
Well, thank you, Walter. I really appreciate you for doing all you're doing for the community and the country, actually, because your show is everywhere, and it's only getting bigger. So I commend you, my brother.
Well, it was very much of a last-minute thing to put this show together, and I'm sure that the archived version is going to have a lot more activity on it. And, Tom, thank you very much for calling in, young man. This is wonderful to hear your voice and to know that you're there in safety and that you have just such a powerful musical talent. This man, Tom Grant, is something else. I mean, take a look at some of my websites and just put in the search bar Tom Grant and that video that we have up of him on YouTube, just going from one instrument to another, one form of music to another form. The genres that he's capable of doing, the flexibility that he has is simply outstanding. So two very great men on the show with me right now that are promoting the upcoming event. I'll reiterate once again, the 30th of November at the Staples Center, beginning at 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., the concert occurs via the game time for the Utah Jazz and the L.A. Clippers at 7:30. We're going to have a VIP room available for veterans, and veterans are going to get in for free. And I have at least 100 tickets to give away myself, and while I can't wait to give those away and give more joy to people, and just a wonderful lineup. I just can't reiterate it more than we already have. Any closing comments for you gentlemen?
Well, again, I just wanted to thank the Most High and for just giving me life just to see another day, and thank God for people like Walter, who's a good man. A lot of people, if they don't know, he's like my brother, and I don't just say that just to anybody. And he's there if you need him. He'll do anything he can for you. He reaches out to people, and that's what people need to know about him. And also Rashid, good brother. I thank God to come in contact with him. So I can't say anything more. You know, I'm just grateful to be in the mix, and whoever that I can help, especially the young people, the youth, because they are the next generation, and we don't try to help them, it's just total chaos out here with all the other things that is going on. So if I can help somebody along the way, I feel that my work is not in vain, and I feel good that if I can save a child or kid to get them into something and do something and better their lives, then I know that I can feel good about myself. So I just thank you for the opportunity to talk and to express myself, and know the blessings that I've had, because I've had my elders teach me along the way. I had somebody, you know, just hang in there. It's going to be all right. You know, sometimes we need that little push from somebody, you know, a mentor or somebody you can look up to, And one of my mentors was, like I said, Martin Luther King, someone who gave his life with all the hatred, but yet he was able to stand and get a lot of things done, the civil rights and so forth and so forth. So, and maybe that's what it takes. Maybe it takes a dream, because that's something you can't kill. And so I thank God for him and their family, and that's, like I said, it's been my thing to look up to. And so if I can help somebody along the way, I feel good about that. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward towards this 30th. And Rasheed, when you get a chance, you know, I left a message on your recorder because I needed some more info. When you get a chance, you can call me later if you have time.
No, I have time for you, brother. Plus the other part of it is I'm going to get with you and fill you in and get you caught up.
Okay.
I wanted to say this. I want to say thank you, Walter, for this great opportunity. And yes, without God in our lives and having our spiritual man, we would be lost. And
yes.
I have been definitely blessed in my life. And everyone at this table or everyone on this radio station has been blessed, okay, to be able to give back. I commend brothers that want to give back. I wish we had more brothers that want to give back. It wouldn't be but a chicken wing, as they say. It wouldn't be but a chicken wing if all of us gave a little back. Okay?
Yeah.
We could fix all these problems if we did that. Okay? We could even teach our kids how to be entrepreneurs and stop looking for somebody to help you. Help yourself. Learn. See, God gives us all a brain, the opportunity to learn, and the opportunity to grow as spiritual beings, because we're spiritual beings. We're not carnal beings. We're spiritual beings if we realize that that's the power right there. Stay spiritual. Now, I'm not saying stay religious. Stay spiritual with your man, the inner man inside, because that'll lead you right. You won't even do anything wrong if you listen to your spirit. Okay? So when you see somebody out here trying to help someone like what we're doing, you should want to help. You should want to be involved. The more people that take up that torch, we will have a better world. So anyone that's out there listening to us, look, we're not going to oversell it, but we are helpers. That's our job. That's what we do. We're here to help and change the world and make a difference. I'm not just taking up space. Tom is not just taking up space. Walter is not just taking up space. We got an obligation to give back to the community, give back to these kids, and share our knowledge. Okay,
yeah.
So that's where I am, 100. So come out to this event at the Staples Center on November 30th and support our cause to help to honor the vets. And Walter is one of our vets that's going to be honored that day, by the way. So this man is definitely one of the vets we're going to honor.
Yeah.
Because his work that he's been doing tirelessly, trying to help and change the world one person at a time, I commend you, brother.
Yeah.
Anything that we can ever do, we're going to be there for you, man. So you just call us or call me, call Tom. I know Tom is going to do something because he's that kind of brother. But we want to invite everybody out November 30th. Starts at 2 o'clock. It ends about 10 o'clock because we got two events going on, the concert and the basketball game. So buckle up and get ready for an exciting night. We got super talent. Like I said, everybody on this roster is amazing. Even the O'Neal twins, you saw the video. Actually, Google his website, and you can Google my Facebook page, and you can see the O'Neal twins. These two kids are amazing. They're actually actors because they're twins. So when one gets tired, the other ones come in and take over. So that's a great combination, man. They never get tired. You know what I'm saying? You don't notice it because you're like, oh, he just got so much energy. No, that's his brother. You know, but these kids are amazing. They got all of them got good parents that believe in them,
and they push them and inspire them. Taylin Jackman, she, you know, I'm going to tell you, you didn't know who she was. Taylin Jackman did The Lion King for 4 years.
Mm.
She was the longest person that did The Lion King off of Broadway. So she's not just a regular kid walking around. She's got amazing talent, and she believes in herself. So if you want to follow somebody positive, young people, follow Taylin Jackman. Follow the O'Neill twins. They will lead you right because they are a good role model at a young age, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's all I have to say. Thanks again, Walter, for your show. Thanks, and thank you for all of your service, man.
Thank you once again.
And again, also, Rashid, thank you, and Walter, thank you. And also, again, I must emphasize, people, you don't know this, Walter, again, he's really low-key, but this man makes the best potatoes. I must remind him, I want to get some more toward the end of this month as well. So, Walter, I got to put that shout out of you. You make the best potatoes, brother.
I got to get me some one day. I'm going to come and check you out once.
All right. You're welcome to do it.
You know what? He's your best branding guy you ever want to have, man. He's branding you big time. So your potatoes must be good.
I'm trying to tell you.
You know, I've been every day. I've been hearing about those potatoes. I just kind of threw them together, you know, at midnight, and wow,
so
look at how far this has gone.
Do you, Walter? Are you married, Walter?
I am not.
Oh, so
I'm widowed.
You cooking dinner for? Oh, okay. I'm sorry for your loss, but I thought you were like fixing dinner for your wife and all of that, doing all the things that most men dread.
Oh, no,
I love cooking myself. I mean, I love doing that. That's another comfort way of releasing stress. I like to cook for people, but it's great to hear about another man that loves cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Serving it up.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to cook for my wife when she was, you know, dying from cancer, and even before then. So I really enjoy cooking, and very lucky to have a Southern mother that took me in the kitchen when I was little and said, one day you're going to be a grown man, and you got to take care of yourself. You got to know how to wash clothes. You got to know how to cook. And I'm so glad that she taught me how to take care of business. She took me every Monday night to see Dr. King at the Southern Christian Leadership Conference in Birmingham there at 16th Street Baptist. He used to pat me on my head all the time and say that word again. And I would say inequity, and he'd just crack up. And so I was very lucky to be around very positive leaders as a young person. So that what you're saying is true. If a lot of us give a little, it'll go a long way. And certainly my interaction with Dr. King, my father, my sisters, and all the other positive role models that I had in my life, my mom, guided me through warfare and struggling and death and so much misery. And that's what I want to pass on. And the talents I have are media, teaching people about nonviolent communication, how to express yourself on an emotional level is integral to being an effective communicator. So these are the kinds of workshops that I'm attempting to lead and webinars that we're doing. Financial literacy is something that we're really promoting, and hopefully we'll be able to work with a lot of those kids, especially the child actors that really need to know how to manage their money. We saw what happened to people like Red Fox and others, who made a great deal of money and were not capable of managing that properly. So we're trying to give back to the community and make our communities a better place. And we're working in San Diego, Inland Empire, Los Angeles, Orange County, San Bernardino. So we get all over the place in terms of doing stories. We have stories coming in from all over the country. We're working with people overseas and with people in Russia and New Caledonia, China. All over Europe, we have a very wide listening audience, and we're about to open new studios. We're about to have new studios in Hemet, California, as well as at the Gower Studios up in Hollywood. So we're really expanding, and very happy that we now have another studio that we can rely upon, and that's the one owned by Rashid and Castaic. This is a very, very exciting opportunity to provide educational justice services for our community, and we'll continue to volunteer and be dedicated to spreading and developing more love and learning to forgive each other and learning to support each other and talk to each other and be active listeners and all the very important things that are integral to us developing healthy relationships. I want to thank all of you that are in our chat room right now that are leaving comments. I can't keep up with all of you. I wish more of you would call in or could call in, but of course you're at work or in noisy situations, so that's one of the things here with a podcast. You can't really call in all the time. But join us again this coming Sunday when we're doing the show involving No Nude Swimming. We're going to talk about how a lawyer climbed the wrong ladder of success, and our upcoming series with Brandy Spear on financial literacy, and of course follow-up shows that we're going to be doing with Rashid and Tom Grant. We have a wonderful interview, by the way, on this radio channel with Tom Grant playing the keyboards, so you can even listen to him. Just go up to the search bar there on the radio channel and put in Tom Grant, and the show is going to come up, and you can see how very talented this young man is. Thank you both for calling in and for supporting this endeavor. And I'm certainly with all of you 100%. This is Walter Davis with Progress in the World radio show coming to you from lovely Canyon Lake, California. I want to wish you all a very, very good night.